Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, to today's episode, Everyday Truth. So privileged that you would join us day by day. I know that many of you listen every single day, and that really does mean a lot to me. And I know that it's a blessing to just get a portion of God's Word into our lives. And the wonderful thing, Caleb, about the Word of God is it does a work after we hear it.
Yeah.
It's like a seed that you plant.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in there, but it God does something with it.
Right, exactly. It's like we were talking about a few podcasts ago that it settled down into them. It's just amazing. The more that we meditate on God's word, the more truth that will come out, and the more we see that how it applies to our everyday lives.
But you said something last episode about how they just weren't seeing it. They weren't getting it.
Right.
And I love how that is explained by the Lord in the next section. So, my friends, we're in Luke chapter 11, and we're looking at verse 33. Let me read the short section, and this is powerful. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and that they which come in may see the light. Makes sense. Look at verse 34. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye be single, or thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. So Jesus is really speaking to why some people are seeing it, like you can see when the lights are on in a room, and some people aren't seeing it. We even use that terminology today. We'll say, man, they're just kind of in the dark about that, aren't they?
Right, exactly.
Right. If somebody needs to turn the light on, we still use that terminology.
Mm-hmm.
So Caleb, let me throw this at you just as an application for the passage. So what are two reasons in this passage? We didn't rehearse this, my friend, so I'm just throwing this at him. Okay. What are two reasons in this passage why a person would not be able to see?
The first they said is the light is not on. They said the light is the eye. And some people just have darkness. So there's no light to see in the first place. And then the second one, I'm reading down the verses.
So you're looking for the answer, aren't you?
I'm going down.
Let's go back to your first answer, though, okay? So because your first answer was actually both answers, but let's just parse it out a little bit.
Okay.
So just in our physical lives, what would cause us not to be able to see? Sometimes have you ever been to, did you ever go to Laurel Caverns?
Yeah.
When we lived in Pennsylvania?
Right.
And if you've ever gone to a cave or a cavern and they turn the lights off, that's real darkness.
Exactly.
There's no light anywhere. I mean, it's like you could put your hand literally in front of your face and see nothing. So why can't a person see there? Because the darkness is outside of them. Okay, but what if I took a blind person and put them in the outside on a bright sunny day with no clouds? Right. It would be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that case, the light is in, the darkness is in them, in the sense that they can't see. It's not that something can't be seen. It's that they can't see. So sometimes there's darkness because things can't be seen.
Yep.
It's dark. It's dark around us.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's darkness because we can't see.
Hmm.
So Jesus really deals with both of them here. The first, he says, hey, when you light a candle, when you want people to see, you light a candle and you put it in a place, an obvious place. So what was Jesus doing with these crowds?
No, he was taking a truth and he was putting it out there for them to see.
He was putting the light on a candlestick. Mm-hmm. He wasn't whispering secret truths in the dark. He wasn't whispering on the side, say, hey, I want you to know this. He was speaking broadly to the crowd.
Yeah.
So if you put a light in a room, you turn the light on in a room, then everybody in the room has the opportunity to see. So if somebody in that room is not seeing, is it the light? Of course not.
Right.
It's them.
Hmm.
And that's what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying, listen, I've put the candle on a candlestick.
Yeah.
It's out there for everybody to see. If you're not seeing this, then the problem is not in the truth or in the truth giver. The problem is in you. Your eye is evil. So here were people in the crowd that they had the blinders of religion on. Mm. Some had the blinders of pride. They're not going to see. They refuse to see because seeing would mean that they have to give up their position or give up their preconceptions. So Jesus was speaking to the quality of one's heart. So there's a humility there to say, boy, what I have seen or what I have apprehended is not right. I need to be open to this. I need to open my eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a decision of the will.
Yeah. No, and it's, you know, when we think about our own lives, we know that God has already given us the truth. God has given us a candle, you know, he's put this truth out on a candlestick. He's given us his word. And, you know, sometimes we have a predisposition in our own lives of what we believe is right, what we believe is wrong, or what God is going to do. And sometimes we let our own preconceived notions blind us to what God is actually trying to tell us. And we try to tell God that, you know, hey, there's this, you know, God is trying to give us this truth, and we ourselves become our own stumbling block, and we refuse to see what God is trying to do in our everyday life. And it's just as I think of my own life, you know, I know God has the truth out there, and God has put it out there on a candlestick, but, you know, how many times do we choose to, you know, by our own actions, blind ourselves to what God is trying to tell us right there in front of us?
And why are we blind to truth or to new truth? I think one of the reasons is because we think that we already know.
Yeah.
We think that we're already, we already have that measure of truth. And I think that's Jesus' biggest warning in this passage because, my friends, here's what he says. Verse 35, take heed. And take heed, stop and really think about this as it relates to you personally. So I would say to all of us, Caleb, you and me, all of our listeners today, let's take heed. Okay, take heed to what? Here's what he says. Take heed that the light which is in thee be not darkness. In other words, what you think you know, you have to stop and evaluate. Is that so? To the crowd, some of them thought, oh, I have light.
Yeah.
You know, I have light. I'm a Jew. I'm Abraham's seed. I keep the law. I fast. You know, I'm faithful to synagogue. Hey, I've got the light. And Jesus said, you better reexamine that. You know, open your eyes. Allow this light to come in. Maybe the light that you think you have is really darkness. So be willing to reevaluate even things you've been taught, even things that you have assumed. That's a hard thing to do.
Right. Yeah, admitting that you are your own enemy there. What I am believing to be right is really preventing me from seeing the truth.
Here's a good statement. Truth does not fear the light. Okay, error, unrighteousness fears the light. That's why men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Mm-hmm. So we want to cover things that aren't true. We want to cover things that we don't want to be exposed. But the truth does not fear the light. So examine yourselves, my friends, and look at your belief system and look at the things that you have accepted, because as you open all of what you've been taught to the truth of the light of God's word, then we shouldn't be afraid of how that shines on it. And if God's word shines upon my truth,
yeah,
or what I believe, mm-hmm, and shows it to be other than truth, well, then praise God.
Yeah.
Then the light of God's word is expelling that darkness, that which I thought was light.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. No, it does. You know, that, and it comes, like you said, it comes from a standpoint of just admitting that we don't know everything, that, you know, we might be right, we might be wrong, but let's God be the judge of that and show us the light.
Yeah. And the idea of light and darkness is found throughout the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Luke 11, obviously on the Sermon on the Mount, a very parallel passage, but, you know, awake to righteousness. You know, Christ shall give thee light, Romans chapter 13. The night and day illustrations in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's throughout the Bible. We are children, the Bible says, of light. So we know where we're walking. The wicked, they know not at what they stumble. They walk around like blind people. That's why Jesus said of the Pharisees, they're like the blind leading the blind. Some of the greatest miracles that Jesus performed in his public ministry were miracles where he helped blind people to see, and he used miracles like that to show the greater truth, that the truth of God's word helps us to see. I'm thinking about the miracle in John 9, or even blind Bartimaeus, and how these are illustrative of the light that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's what a clear picture, and it's just, it goes again to show you that here's where we're searching through the words of Jesus. Everything he said is for a reason, this picture is just another great example of the truth that his word shines in our own life.
I wonder if maybe somebody is listening to us today that has never received the light of the gospel. You know, the Bible says, and actually John the Baptist said this about Jesus. He said that was, John the Beloved in his gospel said that was the true light, talking about Jesus, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, sometimes it's hidden, yep. Paul said, because of the scales that are on people's eyes. They've put their faith and trust in religion or religious systems. And yet the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is shining. You know, we need to open our eyes in humility, open our eyes in faith, open our eyes in reexamination, and say, the truth of the gospel is what needs to enter my life. Think about your own life. How does light enter the body? Through the eye. So the eye in Luke chapter 11 is really the will of man, the heart of man to say, what am I focusing upon? You can only look at one thing at one time, really focus upon one thing.
Right.
And what Jesus is saying is focus on the light of the truth of the gospel of Christ, because what comes through your eye is going to be what informs your entire body.
Right. Yeah, it's going to change the way you view the world, you view your life, you view your perspective.
So you asked the question on last episode, why were they missing it?
Yeah.
They weren't missing it because truth was unavailable. The light was on the candlestick right in front of them. They couldn't say, this room is so dark, I have to just feel my way around. They couldn't make that excuse. Mm-hmm. No, the reason they were missing it is because their own eyes were shut.
Wow.
So my question, my challenge today is, don't turn the light on. The light's already on. The word of God's already available.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit of God's already speaking. My friends, it's not a matter of turning the light on in your life. It's a matter of you opening your eyes. And so I hope that'll be a help today. What a great teaching by our Lord. Looking forward to jumping right back in next episode. Appreciate you joining us today. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.